Nebraska Extension Almanac.
On today's Almanac, Extension Educator Glennis McClure discusses how net farm income affects the total net growth of a farm operation. There are a myriad of considerations when it comes to income versus growth and net worth of any farm business, and Glennis focuses on the important accounting details that farmers need to be aware of.
I think it's really important. A farm or ranch business should know what their actual or true net income is, or in other words, their profitability. And this takes figuring beyond what the Schedule F tax form shows us. So net farm income generated from the business should be adequate to cover family living, cover annual taxes that are due, and the remainder is what's available to reinvest back into your operation. Most farm and ranch businesses are cash basis accounting folks, okay, rather than accrual basis. And that's generally for tax purposes. So we need to take the time and make accrual adjustments to get to our actual, or what I call true profit amount. And so there is a relationship between the true farm income or profitability that is on the bottom line figure off of a profit and loss or income statement to the change in net worth from beginning of the year to the next. And it relates back to what is being invested into the operation from net farm income. So again, if we take net farm income and, you know, we have to pay income taxes if we have a positive, we generally want to have some kind of living from our business. You know, there is off-farm income that can help, though, of course, in many cases. But then the residual is what you have to reinvest, or in other words, like pay down debt and that type of thing. So most businesses want to grow their net worth over time. And this is definitely an important figure to look at, really, what is their true profitability? So, well, an accrual adjustments with that, we're trying to get a clear picture again of the value of production for the accounting year and the actual expenses that relate to that production. So it could be, you know, cattle production, crop production, any of that. So because there's so much that we have to put into those crops, so much that we have to put into those livestock. And so we're growing and we're producing through that year. So at the end of the year, we may not have sold all that year's production. So oftentimes we do have inventory. So at the end of the year, I still may have those calves that were, born and raised, and I still haven't sold them as of, let's say, January 1. Same way with my crops. Oftentimes I carry those over, watching the market, getting ready to sell when that market opportunity is there. So in our records for the year, we may not have sold or we end up carrying over that crop or that livestock from the prior year as well. So I can look at the end of the year and say, yeah, I still have some of this year's production left. Even a year ago, I had something from the prior year. So what we're trying to do with these accrual adjustments is to really get a real picture of what happened for a particular year. So, and again, prepaid expenses come into play. Like our seed or our feed and those kinds of things. So those are the kinds of adjustments that an income statement worksheet, really is for. So true or actual net farm income or profitability, again, not the bottom line figure from the Schedule F, must be positive enough to cover our personal withdrawals or family living expenses unless there's off-farm income. Enough to pay income taxes owed based on the farm's income generation for the year, and then to reinvest or pay down debt. So if we see positive net worth change or growth from the beginning cost basis balance sheet to the end of the year balance sheet, then we know we've adequately covered those three factors and the operation was profitable.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent FarmCast podcast offered by UNL's Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.